Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly Podcast, September 08. He raised his head from the bilge with that momentous air which precedes a solemn statement about the philosophy of cruising. On this occasion, wiping a streak of filth from his noble brow, he said, "Sweat the small stuff. The giant leaps forward are over." A cup of strong tea later, he explained, "The point is that in our sailing lifetime, enormous advances have been made. Those of us who started out right down the financial food chain, in particular, have advanced dizzyingly fast as our disposable income improved and simultaneously the technology roared ahead. We have travelled from a primitive underworld of dead reckoning, cocked hats, wonky parallel rulers, knuckle-scraping canvas sails, and terror of being up the wrong bay with a sick-making handheld RDF set bleeping nonsense and the 8-horsepower engine from hell coughing itself to a premature death beneath our feet. We have emerged into a broad, sunlit 21st-century upland of brightly coloured chart plotters, lightweight terraline, jumbo jet banks of instruments, self-steering gear which does the job better than we do, and marine diesels which start first go. In our shortish lifetimes, we have welcomed echo sounders which don't even whir, self-tailing winches, GPS which knows which side of the marina pontoon you're on, decks which see no need to leak chilly drops onto your forehead as you sleep, and rigs, reefing and trimming systems which would make our ancestors weep with gratitude. Those who don't want wooden hulls have elegant and durable alternatives. Those who do have epoxy systems. Those who enjoy astronavigation may get pocket calculators which do the Marks and Hilaire method in seconds. Those who don't, push buttons. Material science, engineering and electronics have served us royally. And no doubt the boat industry is looking for new advances. But, as the sage said over his tea, it may be time now to sweat the small stuff. What cruising people now need, he said, is not a new generation of electronic interfaces or a carbon fibre revolution. We need a better frying pan and boat hook. It's the small things that make life sweeter now. As it happens, we have just bought both the above treats. His birthday present from me was a newfangled frying pan. It is square to give maximum bacon frying acreage on a boat stove. Now, why did no one ever do that before? And its handle is angled and raised high enough to go over the fiddle. It's simple but beautiful. Meanwhile, his present to me was the X boat hook, which hit upon the equally simple and beautiful idea of having a non-slip handle and a large enough hook to grab awkward boys. The traditional boat hook, designed for naval personnel to prod things with, has needed new thinking for 50 years, and here it is. Now, so the committee of 2+ crew has decided, there are other challenges to be met. We need some genius to develop a dinghy bag which is big enough for the Avon to go back into even when you haven't rolled it up in the precisely correct approved way, because frankly it was sheeting with rain at the time. We need something to stop the salt going lumpy. I know that grains of rice are meant to do the trick, but frankly they don't. We need a sugar storage solution for those annoying people who only come once per season but who take sugar in their tea. There may be a marine ashtray revolution needed too. Oh, and we need unbreakable lamp glasses and pillows which feel like proper down, not foam, but don't get so manky. Whenever we do find some small thing which eases cruising life, we become as evangelical about it as some people are over their state-of-the-art electronic interfaces and weird see-through carbon sails. Last year, Paul discovered a special toilet roll holder which closes up and keeps the roll absolutely dry between uses. In the Atlantic, no fewer than 5 rolls leapt off when he wasn't looking, or unrolled and fell into the pan or the sink and had to be ditched. Some years before, we discovered mud-sucking turtle mats and stopped having to shout at people to take their shoes off on leaving the cockpit. Now, the manufacturers have made special narrow turtles for the side decks, so mud doesn't even have to reach the cockpit. And then there is the dear fender step, neatly combining 2 functions without fuss. We can go on for hours about these adorable ingenuities, so let them proliferate now and give the high technology a rest. With just 1 proviso, there are a few small labour-saving devices around which go too far. Fender clips, what's that all about? All they do is de-skill the crew. Anyone who hasn't had practice tying and untying knots really, really fast under pressure is a liability on a boat. But dry bog roll and square frying pans, they never did anyone any harm.